Phoneboy Speaks, episode 737, Death by Advertising.
When I was a kid, I learned about technology a couple of different ways. Number one, my stepfather gave me access to lots of computer stuff, so I learned by doing. But I also read a lot of magazines. And you know, back in my day, I read probably Macworld, maybe Computer Shopper, Boardwatch, and some others. And this was, you know, these were in the days before the internet was something that everybody had access to. And certainly what there was on the internet was maybe not very easy to use, and it wasn't a lot of mainstream content like there is today. Any commercial activity until, you know, the mid 90s. But anyway, but what's been happening is a lot of these, there's a lot of publications that have existed for a long period of time, but have, as the internet has, you know, become the, you know, sort of the default way that people get information, then those magazines aren't as popular. And so a lot of those magazines have went, you know, online only, and some of them have even shut down. And the reason why, and the latest one that I'm aware of is Dr. Dobb's journal, which was for software development. It's been around as long as I have, for the most pretty much. And but they're shutting down because they're not making enough money, or they're not going to be able to make enough money to continue the kinds of stuff that they do and be able to produce it at the quality that they've been producing it. And you know, so they are sunsetting the property. And this is, and I think, you know, as I can see on my own websites, right, that the advertising, the money you can make on advertising on the web is shrunk so much. I used to make you know, a significant amount of money actually for the advertising on phoneboy.com. Now it's, you know, I barely make you know, a couple of cups of coffee a month at Starbucks worth of money. That's just how bad it's gotten. So but this is, you know, and unfortunately, we're going to lose a lot of these properties just because they're too expensive to run, and you know, but and of course, there's also just a dearth, you know, dearth of content on the internet that replaces that stuff, and some of it is maybe, you know, maybe not so good. And I think it's, you're gonna have a harder time finding the good stuff, but you know, and I think this is the challenge that all content makers on the internet have: is how am I going to do this and make money? You know, I'm doing this. I'm not trying to make money. I'm just putting the content out there, and a few of you are listening, and that's fantastic. But this is, we're going to see more and more of this. And certainly this wasn't the first of these, you know, old world, you know, publications to have bitten the dust. And it probably won't be the last, sadly. And, you know, I think what I'm waiting for is, when are the stuff that's come out, I don't know, in the last 5 or 10 years, right? When is that stuff going to, you know, start to fade away and, you know, and potentially enter the Deadpool, as it were. So, so anyway, this is just commentary on the state of, you know, the state of the advertising. And yes, this is a problem with advertising based models, is I think everybody, you know, understands that, you know, everybody's wanting more for less. And, you know, unfortunately, content costs money, and you know, and that's the sad truth of it. And yes, these big businesses, there's just not enough money there. I think a lot of the smaller producers can certainly make money, or they have low enough overhead that they might be able to eke out a reasonable living. But can you make a big network type thing? You know, I don't know. I think the opportunities for that are pretty minimal now. And as I say, in the next few years, I'm almost starting to suspect that some of those sites are not going to be doing so well, because again, the wheels are falling off the advertising economy, and that has some. And when you build your business on advertising, well, you know, sorry, that's just the way things go. And so this is gonna be interesting to watch over the next few years, as the content industry that is driven by advertising revenue changes when their advertising revenue dries up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.